Hello and welcome back to the Trail and Slice podcast. We are here this week reviewing two movies. We will be reviewing Anomalisa and Up. Slice, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. It's been, when I watched these movies, I didn't know what I was expecting, but boy, I was sure pleased with what I saw. Now, me and Trail are both going to go through and explain what we thought was good and bad. But first, I'll give a short summary of Anomalisa. Now, Anomalisa is a movie by Charlie Kaufman. Michael Stone is a renowned motivational speaker and author, primarily on the topic of business-customer relations. But Michael is not very motivated in his own life, in that he is having problems relating to people who all seem to be melding into one big, massive mass of the same person. That big mass of one person, which even includes his wife Donna and their adolescent son Henry. He has just arrived in Cincinnati, where he will be speaking at a conference, and in the process wants to reconnect with an old flame named Bella, who lives there, in hopes that both he can reconnect, make it up to her about the way they broke up, and that she will be that bright light he's looking for in another person. Their meeting is nothing like he wants to, and doesn't clear up anything in his life. Alone and depressed in his hotel room, he meets Emily and Lisa, two women who will be attending his seminar at the conference. While it is Emily who usually is the one to whom most are immediately attracted, Michael instead wants to get to know Lisa because she's different than everyone else and not included within that one big mass. His attraction to her is despite her having a scar on her face, which she hides with her hair, and she being not confident in herself as a person. The question becomes what both Michael and Lisa can do to help the other in the issues that other is facing. Both in the short term while they are in Cincinnati, and the long term after the conference is over, and they return to their respective lives. This summary was found on IMDb.
Okay, so how about... Okay, I'll start. We can start with the things we liked first.
Sounds yeah. Good.
So, the main thing I noticed right away was the art style of Anomalisa and how it was produced. So Anomalisa is a stop-motion movie, and they use these little puppets with replaceable faces. So it's very distinct, and I haven't seen anything like it before, but it allows for the puppets to have very realistic facial expressions, which I thought was great.
I agree. When I first saw what the poster looked like for it, I was pretty interested in how they were going to make the characters seem real life, and they did a really good job making the facial expressions, all the little creases on the foreheads, and the moving of the lips, and the moving of the eyes. It all looked quite real. And they also used that stop animation idea where they had the faces being put on, put off, as part of the movie when Michael Olsen loses his face in one of the scenes. It was quite interesting. I must say, one of my favorite parts of the entire thing. Another thing I liked is that all the characters were relevant. The only characters that weren't there continuously were the characters that moved the plot along to get you to another character that he was going to interact with. Like Lisa and her friend Emily. Emily was there kind of as a red herring, but Lisa was the one that Michael took to. I thought it was really cool to have the characters interact in special ways that I hadn't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I thought was really cool was how they had all these little details that you wouldn't notice on your first scene of the movie. So Michael's condition, they don't mention this in the movie, but it's called the Fregoli delusion. And that's when all these people, you see everyone as the same person, like Michael did. And his hotel was called the Fregoli Hotel. So they don't tell the audience this, but more observant viewers would be able to see this, and that's really cool because it shows how they respect their audience and they don't have to shove everything in their faces.
Yeah, I agree. The details that were everywhere were super surprising. Like, I didn't even notice the name of the hotel being the Fregoli Hotel, but all the hidden themes and ideas that were presented throughout the entire thing being brought up here then and again, always being right underneath your nose, as it will. Having every character have the same face, because you wouldn't notice it at first. You'd think they just look very similar, but yes, indeed, they were all voiced by the same person, and it did indeed have the same face. It was a really cool way of explaining their main idea and theme of what Michael would be going through.
Yeah, so overall, I think this movie was a great character study on someone who was detached from the world. I think this movie was great. Slice, what did you think of the movie overall?
I thought it was very great, but one thing that I would mention to viewers before they've seen it is that it moves pretty slowly. It takes a long time for events to happen. There's quite a few times where it's just one big scene takes 20 to 30 minutes, and then it jumps to another scene a little while later. I think while it's not terrible, I think it's an interesting way, and some people might view it as less appealing to them. And I think it's just one thing to think about next time making a movie like it. How about you, Trail? Anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You have to be in the mood for this kind of movie. If you're expecting like a fun action Marvel movie or something like that, that's definitely not what this is. But if you're in the mood for it, this movie's great. Maybe we could talk about some cons of the movie, though.
Yeah, some cons of the movie. Well, I thought that while it being a very intense theme that needs extremes in order to portray it accurately enough, I feel like the language was sometimes a little overreacted and a little harsh, but I thought it was an all right idea to add into it. I just feel like they could have slackened off a little bit and restricted themselves to a few words here and there that were rated R, but I thought that it could have been taken down just a notch or two.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely my main complaint, too. It wasn't necessary for them to have certain words in it, but, you know, I think it might have just added to the realism of the movie, even though people don't talk like that all the time in real life. I just think that maybe it wasn't necessary. So overall, what would you rate this movie, Slice?
Well, out of 10, I would probably give this movie a 7 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good. I thought a few of the scenes were a little aggressive in their way of interpreting the message and portraying it to the audience. But besides that, an overall movie, good theme, never too junky or anywhere. It was well thought through and well achieved.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would agree. I'd probably give it an 8 or a 9 out of 10. I thought it was great overall, great themes, very deep. A movie you should probably see more than once if you're gonna watch it. And I thought it was made great. I love the art style. So how about we move on to our next movie, Up.
All right. So I'm gonna give another brief summary. Up was made by Pete Docter and Bob Peterson. Carl Fredrickson is a little boy and a dreamer who idolizes the adventurer Charles Muntz. When he meets Ellie, who also worships Muntz, they become close friends. However, Charles Muntz falls into disgrace, accused of forging the skeleton of the monster of Paradise Falls. He travels in his blimp to South America to bring the monster back alive, but is never seen again. Eventually, Carl grows up and marries Ellie. They promised each other that they would travel together to Paradise Falls and build a house there. Many years later, Ellie dies and Carl, who's lonely, refuses to move from their house despite the offers of the owner of a construction company. When Carl accidentally hits a worker that damaged his mailbox, he is sentenced to move to a retirement home. However, he uses many balloons to float his house in order to travel to Paradise Falls. Adventure ensues, including fighting his old role model, Charles Muntz, and his hordes of dogs, trying to keep his house aloft, and trying to help a bird named Kevin find its home. Yet again, this summary is found on IMDb.
Yeah, so I guess first we should start off with the pros of this movie. Something I thought was great was, again, that since both these movies are animated, I think that you can kind of compare them, but their animation styles were pretty different. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think they both have a lot of merit, and I really enjoyed Up's animation style. I think it really worked for going with the themes of the movie and the tone of it, because it was a lighter film. One specific thing that I could touch on was their use of montage in the movie. I thought that was great, probably the best use of montage I've seen in a movie. Just the way they used the lighting and the camera to go through their life was great. Any pros that you can think of, Slice?
Definitely. I have always been a fan of Pixar animations and films. I have grown up with them my entire life. I always thought it looked so nice, especially like you said, for their themes. With Pixar being a more lighter toned movie franchise, they tend to focus on family-friendly themes that require lighter and smoother people and action that people see in order to soften their emotions and make them understand better. I thought that the characters always made sense. You know, they always acted in not too predictable of ways, but acted in ways that were relevant and always were helping to the plot. Nothing felt very rushed. It always felt like they were constantly doing the going in the same motion and keeping it progressive. I definitely felt like they took their time and definitely helped encourage the movement of the movie to help it progress in a steady manner.
So now we'll go into some of the cons of Up. I'll go first. The main thing that I didn't like about the movie was how it used cliches and almost relied on them. This movie really was very predictable in 99% of what it did. You basically always knew what was going to happen. The main example of this is with the ending, the typical Hollywood ending. Basically, everyone knew what was going to happen, who was going to win. That was my main complaint, but overall, I thought it was a really great movie. Slice, do you have anything to comment on?
Yes, I agree that the ending was kind of typical and Hollywood-esque, how he got his happy ending with his house on top of Paradise Falls and everyone else got theirs, and they took out the bad guy and everyone had their happy ending. But it was kind of fitting because it is a Pixar movie, but it would be interesting to see what Pixar would be able to do if they were to take a different ending to things and have a little bit of a cliffhanger and an unexpected ending. I also thought that while it was an interesting idea to deal with real-life humans and stuff like that and their desires, I thought it was really restricting for what they could do. Like with other movies that Pixar has made, like Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story, they always had the realm of impossibility to deal with. They could come up with some fantastical means where they could get around and interact with their environment. With Monsters, Inc., it was the doors, and with Toy Story, it was how the different toys would be able to use their unique ways that they're made to interact and get around places.
Okay, so that's Up. Did we have anything else we needed to cover today?
I feel like that gets it all. I thought that Up was a really great movie, using lots of good voice actors for Christopher Plummer, for Charles Muntz, and for Carl Fredrickson, a lot of familiar voices and lots of nice faces to remember.
Mm-hmm. The voice acting was really great. Yeah. Overall, a really solid movie. Maybe not Pixar's best work, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. So next week, we are going to talk about two movies. We're going to talk about American Psycho. I have not seen this movie. Slice, have you seen this movie?
No, I have not seen it yet. I'm very excited, though.
Okay. This movie, in addition to that, we're also going to talk about a more not-so-serious movie called Rubber. Rubber is a movie about a psionic tire. I haven't seen the movie. And in the trailer,
trailer's quite humorous.
The trailer, he explodes a police officer's head. So I'm not sure what kind of tone they're trying to set for the movie, but I am very excited to watch it.
Mm-hmm. But I, on the other hand, am very excited to see American Psycho. The setting in New York City and having it be a serial killer, be one of the people among them, is a pretty interesting idea. And having Christian Bale being the main actor, I've seen a lot of his movies, and those are always really cool to watch. And also having Willem Dafoe as a detective, it's really nice to see some familiar acting faces that are doing expanding their career. And I'm a fan of those drama slasher films. I always think that they're the best type of horror films to go through because they're always so interesting and jump scary.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that about covers it today. Make sure to join us next week on the Trail and Slice podcast when we talk about American Psycho and Rubber.
And remember, if you have any other movies you'd like us to watch, feel free to send it to our website or email us. They'll be in the link down below.
Thank you.